Opinions on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio.
Yes.
Good morning. Carl and Linda Bott here. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 24th of July, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm. And Linda's got the weather.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Today looks like we're going to have about 100 degrees, so we're back up into those triple digits tonight. Overnight clears with 66. Tomorrow calls for a hot day with 103, folks. Saturday night clear with 69. And Sunday, 106. Sunday night, 71. These are clear skies, calm winds, and Monday, 104. So I don't think we have a weather advisory at this point. I know we had high winds at the earlier part of the week. But anyway, that's our forecast for now. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
We have a busy day today. We start off, of course, with Amy from Haming Humane. And then we've got Mackenzie with Let's Get Real. David Horowitz, national author and commentator, will join us at 7:30. And Shasta County Board of Education, superintendent for all the Shasta County schools, Judy Flores, will join us at 8 o'clock to talk about the school year. But let's start with Amy and this puppy you have with you.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. I have a rambunctious little boy here, so I have Blaze with me today. He's actually not much of a talker, but he's just whining for some reason right now.
Well, he was whining earlier because he had to be taken out.
So yeah, he had to go potty.
So he could potty on our plants out there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, we love you coming in every Friday and doing the selecting the pet of the week. And tell us a little bit about this big boy.
So Blaze here is actually in our mini camp. So as you know, we had to cancel our Camp Love a Pet this year. Which was not fun for the kids to have to hear that they, weren't going to go to camp. So we have a lot of repeat campers.
And that's one of Mark's favorite events.
It really
hit him, too.
Yeah, it's his really favorite thing of the year. So we've been doing, like, a mini camp where, like, two or three kids of a day come and, get to walk a dog. And it's a little bit different. It looks a lot different than it normally has. But he's been in mini camp, and the kids have absolutely loved him. So Blaze is about two. He's all black pity with ginormous head. Big smile, big tongues falling out the side, like always. Blaze does great with children. He loves kids. He's very tolerant to handling. Mm-hmm. He just wants to roll around on the floor and lick your face, and he loves belly rubs. he really does. He'll fall down just about anywhere if he knows you're going to scratch his belly.
Well,
so.
You know what? Then that's something that he and I have in common. So.
I love belly rubs, too. So all of our camp dogs right now that are in our mini camps, their adoption fees have been sponsored down to $25. So he is only $25 to adopt. We are still doing adoptions by appointment only. So you can give us a call, 241-1653, to come, to give us a call and find out a day that works for you to come meet some of our awesome, amazing animals.
And let's not forget that we have, several people or friends that we know that maybe perhaps have lost a pet this last year, and they're looking to not get a puppy, but a mature dog. And those dogs need to find a forever home, whether it's 3 or 4 years or 5 years, whatever's left in their lifespan. So, that's always something to be thinking of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then also just as a reminder, we don't have a lot of dogs right now. Intakes have slowed down. We've, had a very successful lately with posting found animals on Facebook and getting them returned to their owners.
Wonderful.
Before they ever make it into the shelter. So it's been amazing.
That's great news.
But that being said, we have a ton of cats. So we have
small
number of dogs, but a lot of cats for adoption.
Well,
right now.
And here's the thing about cats is cats, if you get a couple of kittens, younger cats like that, take two of them.
Yeah.
They will keep each other occupied. They stay out of trouble that way. And you know what? And if you don't think cats are affectionate, you're wrong.
Oh, you're wrong.
Cats
yeah.
can be just so affectionate, and I mean, they come up, they lay on you, they run your life. I mean, they can be.
Yeah, go to the Haven Facebook page and look for the video of me and Firecracker, because yeah. I'll tell you, they're affectionate. That cat would jump right. He got adopted.
Oh, I was going
to
say after
heartbreak, he got adopted.
Yeah, the Facebook post, and of course, we have cat lover friends that were all over one. He was adorable.
And you know, cats are amusing to watch.
Yeah,
I mean, cats will do
something. They're very entertaining.
They'll do something stupid, like fall over or something like that, and they jump up and they act like nothing ever happened.
I know. They have no shame.
There's no, I mean, it's just like they'll fall off the table. And
no,
they
meant to do it.
Yeah,
I meant to do that. That was on purpose.
Well,
thank you so much for joining us again this morning. And Haven is open for adoption. So, Blaze is up for your Pet of the Week adoption as well.
He's a good looking dog. He can take him out. He doesn't, he's going through the camp, so he's learned tricks.
Yes. And you know, sit down, army crawl, roll over. He's got a good amount of them done.
He does. And you know what? He's a good dog to take on a walk. Have a yard.
Yeah.
But he looks like he could become a couch potato
quick. Easy. Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
All right, have a good weekend,
guys.
You
too.
Hey, you know
too.
What? I want to take an early break so we can get Mackenzie in here, because she's been asking questions all over town about the COVID-19.
All right, let's do that.
All right, hey, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is, you know, what can I say? John, I just talked to John the other day. He has a full complement of long guns, shotguns, rifles, you know, hunting season starting, precision rifles, the whole thing. But the handguns are a little skosh, as they are everywhere. He did have, but he's getting new shipments in every day. It's just this run on handguns has been enormous across the country. If you need, this is a good time to have a new trigger put in on your pistol or your rifle. Have guns looked at. Make sure they're all ready for the hunting season. They have it all there at Bastiani Arms. All the optics, all the accessories. You can give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop by Larkspur at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. We'll be right back with McKinsey Chestnut on Let's Get Real.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing, and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567 is our phone number. Today, Friday the 24th, 72 degrees out there, going up to 102. And Linda and I are here with Mackenzie.
Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning.
And let's get real.
And let's talk about what you do. You go out on the street, you come up with a question, and this will be, is it your third or your fourth segment here on KCNR?
This is my third.
Okay.
That's right.
Third segment. We've got you as an intern here through the summer. We've got a couple more weeks with you. We love the fact that you're going out and posing these questions and getting different comments and thoughts. Last week you did Black Lives Matter. The first question that you asked in your series of segments was, what was that question on the street?
Are we talking about today?
No, I mean, we're talking about...
Well, the first one was Black Lives Matter. Last week was, do you want to go back to school?
Yeah.
And I tell you,
I missed that one. Sorry.
I've used that interview when I'm discussing things with people about opening schools. I said, you need to talk to the kids and see what they see if they feel in danger, see what they think. And you captured that very well last week.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this week, let's introduce the segment.
Yeah. So this week, I just kind of kept close with my family and friends, just trying to keep my circle a little smaller. But I talked to three generations. And just, I kind of wanted to just reflect on the quarantine and see how each age is kind of dealing with it differently. But there's also a lot of similarities because we're all going through this together. It's all new. So that's kind of comforting that we all have similar things going on. So
are these members inside your household, or were they outside, some extended family members, or all within the same household?
So I talked to my dad, my grandpa, and then for the younger generation, I just talked to one of my close friends.
So your grandpa is not in the house?
No.
Okay, so he's got his own dwelling.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, well, let's start with the first one there. Jared.
Overall, how has the quarantine affected you?
I think, like a lot of us, I mean, quarantine has just been pretty discouraging. And I think it's funny because living in a small town, we would always say, oh, there's nothing to do. Life is so boring. I feel so restricted. But I never really realized how untrue that statement was. Honestly, when this whole first thing began, I was in Hawaii, and I just had a very disconnected approach to it. I really saw it as something that would pass in 2 weeks, and it was just this make-believe thing that was,
paranoia. I should have had you introduce this. Is this your friend that you're talking to? Okay,
yes.
Right now. This sounds like you.
You have a similar tone in your voice.
Oh, okay.
So this is a friend you were talking to first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right. Continue.
Rooted from paranoia. And I think it all really just hit me on the drive home from the airport. And honestly, I just started sobbing because I was so upset. And it was a really, really selfish cry too, because I was really upset about prom and like all of those things and how I won't get to wear my dress. And honestly, looking back at it now, if I would have knew what all of this would cause, like right now, I think I couldn't even comprehend it. It was so far beyond my head at the time. And looking back at it now, it's pretty selfish and it's very minuscule. But honestly, I feel like that's how a lot of us high schoolers feel. I mean, we were looking forward to something and now it's taken away from us so abruptly. mean, no one was expecting this. I mean, not us at least. So it was definitely just a shock, and I'm trying to step away from my own problems and stop asking myself, how is quarantine affecting me? And I'm just trying to realize that I should be grateful for my situation, because if anything, quarantine has definitely taught me how to be grateful for the things I have before they're lost.
Okay. Love it. That made my heart feel full.
How significantly did the quarantine change your daily routine?
Quarantine has definitely made my daily routine much more mundane. Like, I honestly thought I'd never say this, but I really do miss school. And
I really just miss brain stimulation and even, like, writing essays and anything like that. Like, that sounds so weird, because I think this quarantine has just really taught me that I've taken so much for granted. Like, even just being able to go to school and do things that I would often complain about, like swim practice. I would complain about going to swim practice some days and just be like, I'm so tired. But now it is something we long for so much, and I think I just miss the old daily routine, and now it's just become a lot of things that you're missing out on. That's just the feeling I get during my daily routine. But it's mostly just work. Yeah. Have you taken up any new activities or hobbies during the quarantine?
I have been so pessimistic about this aspect of creativity during quarantine. And I know a lot of people have taught themselves how to do so much and taken on sewing and all these things. And I honestly just, I find a great lack of inspiration, because I feel like for a lot of people who like to create, I mean, the root of inspiration is humanity and mankind. And like, I love art for one. Like, I love mixed media and painting and drawing. And I've just been drawing a blank lately, because I can't see people the way I used to see people, and I can't see the beauty. And the other day I was driving down an LA highway, and I was just like looking at all the cars, and it was the most beautiful thing I've seen in so long, because it was just people being able to sit 1 foot next to each other and not cover their faces. And I think that was such a beautiful thing, and I was so not used to seeing that really, and besides in my own home. And there was this moment where this mother and daughter were just driving in the car, and they, like, the mom, it was clear she was pointing to something and talking to her daughter, and I don't know, I just got choked up. But I think it's really hard to find inspiration now. But I have started up gardening, which is great. I planted a lot of basil, and I perfected pesto. I tried a few times, I failed a few times, but now I have it so good, and I have it on toast. It's delicious. So I guess that is a hobby, so that's a good thing. That's optimistic, and I think we should be optimistic during these trying times.
Okay. Well, let's go to the next.
Have you learned any?
Well, okay, you know what? We have other guests rolling in here.
Yeah.
So let's get to the next person. And who's this person?
This is my dad.
Okay, this is Dad. All right.
Overall, how has the quarantine affected you?
Well, it's really affected my work a lot, as you know. So I've had to make quite a few changes there. And certainly I worry about you and your brother not going to school and what that online learning was looking like and sort of the uncertainty of the future. I have cut down on some of the activities I like to do, like traveling and taking you guys places, especially over the summer and things like that. So it's certainly been limiting in terms of the different kinds of things that we've gotten to do since it started.
How significantly did the quarantine change your daily routine?
Well, really from the beginning, I've gone into the office because I just have asked the people that I work with essentially not to go, so that, you know, they can work from home. So I still get up in the morning and have my morning routine and go into the office. So in terms of that, it hasn't really changed. But like I said, I think some of the activities that I do and that we did together especially have changed quite a bit.
Have you taken up any new activities or hobbies?
I don't think so. I think the hobbies, the ones that I've been able to do, golf has been a big one for me, as you know, and so I've been doing more of that. I don't think I really have new hobbies. I still read a lot, so there's that.
Have you learned anything new about yourself during the quarantine?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I think I certainly have, you know, through some of the difficulties at work, clarified, I think, a little bit for me, sort of the work that I do and what's important about that. It's also having you guys be around more is really great, but also I am recognizing how important it is for you to be in school and have that routine, and sort of how I feel about that. I'm a little surprised about that aspect.
Have you realized what you may have taken for granted in your everyday life due to the quarantine?
Sure. I think, you know, this is kind of a small thing, but the thing that I was surprised, I mean, there's a lot that fits in that category, but the thing that I'm surprised about most is how much I miss sports. Sports for me, watching sports on TV, you know, that kind of thing has always been sort of a release for me, you know, even to have it on the background while I'm making dinner or something like that. And, you know, especially in terms of just getting my mind off work or, you know, different things that I might be concerned about. And to not have that really surprised me how much I missed it. So I've been really glad that that's back.
Okay. You know what? Your dad's voice.
He's very articulate.
Well, mm-hmm. besides that, you know, and I think he espoused what many parents, I worry about my son and daughter.
And, yeah.
You know, in something like this, it's you can't take it for granted.
Well, in school, there is a developmental growth that happens when you're communing, what it is to learn. Even, you know, we don't like bullies, mm-hmm. but there's always an alpha in every room. So just to be able to cultivate life or, you know, navigate life is what I'm trying to say. And so I understand it's like you guys need to do this. Let's go to the next one.
Yeah, let's go to grandfather.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this one.
Overall, how has the quarantine affected you?
You know, that's hard for me to answer because I retired in March after 50 years of work, and I had no experience being retired. So my life changed as it would have changed with COVID, but I'm not quite sure which is causing the most change in my life, is COVID or the retirement. So my life has definitely changed, but I think it's going to take a few months before I know if it's COVID or retirement that's changed it.
How significantly did the quarantine change your daily routine?
Definitely the things that I like to do and that Sharon and I like, going to restaurants, going into the city, going to the wine country, taking trips, taking drives, going out to lunch, all of that we don't do anymore. And, you know, 4 months without that is a real significant change. And that doesn't really have anything to do with the retirement part. That's all on COVID.
Have you taken up any new activities or hobbies during quarantine?
I haven't really taken up any new ones, but I've expanded the ones that I already did. I've taken a lot of courses, online courses from Harvard and Princeton, and I subscribed to MasterClass, and I've taken all kinds of classes in theater and writing. And I've also found and pursued online museum tours that I've taken. I've done a lot of those virtual tours of museums all over the world, and I probably wouldn't have done that if it wasn't for COVID. I just had to do something. So I found that very interesting, and I'll probably continue to do some of that.
We need to do that.
Okay. Have you learned anything?
This should be because we're kind of running out of time, but that is an extremely interesting interview. Every one of the people you talk to, yeah, two of them are family members, but I think you're very fortunate to have family members like this. Here's your grandfather after 50 years of work. Now he's taking online classes from Harvard,
mm-hmm.
and it's something he would never have done before. So he's expanding his horizons. Mm-hmm. Not that he had narrow horizons, but he's expanding
online
so much.
Online museum tours. And I want to do that. Inspired
and
me.
And your girlfriend,
yeah.
She said, I was sobbing, and you know, it was all about me. And then how that changed.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Mackenzie, you're just doing a good job here, young
Mackenzie,
lady.
Thank you
and
so
I'm
much
sorry
for
we
that.
Couldn't get the whole the interviews in, but we have David Horowitz coming up.
Every single one of those were golden.
Oh,
now,
so know when you leave today, that was a great job. And thank everybody from us. It was very well received.
And we may have found your replacement. What's your grandfather doing?
Really?
I'm serious.
You want a new hobby? Bring it on. Let's do it.
If he wants to come in here on the and do this once a week, he sounds like a gentleman that is not afraid to try new things.
What was his job for 50 years?
He owned and ran a business that works with kids from 0 to 5 that have autism. That's kind of the premise. I'm not like entirely sure what they do, and then my dad took over that business. So
you work with kids with autism.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they're definitely they're educators, and you can tell, you know, that they're just the way that they how articulate they both are with their they're avid readers. You can tell that,
yep.
And it's just wonderful. It just made my
kind
day.
Kind of explains how we got Mackenzie.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, and your brother the other day, who's going to be a sophomore,
mm-hmm.
he was very articulate, able to express. And I want to get over one more time, him and Judy Flores is going to be here, superintendent of schools. The students want to get back to school.
Yeah.
And you know what? No prom, okay. No football, we can live with that. Yep. We need to get back and start learning.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I love agree. That.
Thank you so much, Mackenzie, and we really appreciate it. We look forward to next week's segment.
Yes.
Yeah, Mackenzie tells me what it's going to be. I don't have any comments anymore because she's done such a great
job. Absolutely, just bring it on. So thank you and have a wonderful weekend. We really appreciate you coming in and doing this work for KCNR, and I think it's probably been something that you can write an essay on at some time about your experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, after the break, hopefully we'll have David Horowitz on. We're calling him right now. Is he on the air? Okay, we're going to call him as soon as we get off the end to our break. Thanks,
Mackenzie.
Thank
you, Mackenzie. Have a wonderful weekend.
Be safe. Put your mask back on.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our community safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Good morning and welcome back to our Friday edition of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio and Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott on this Friday morning. Now, remember, today we're going to get up to triple digits. It's going to be about 100 with our highs today and our overnight lows of 66, 103 on Saturday and 106 on Sunday. This portion of the show is brought to you by our local wonderful community, Cornerstone Bank. It's a community-oriented, dedicated team, a professional committed to providing, professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. That's Cornerstone Bank. You know, they're located on Tehama, brand new branches. What were you pointing at?
I'm just saying you can visit them online at bankcornerstone.com, or you can go down to those banks because they, I tell you what, they
move my cheese.
They have done so much stuff to help our community, especially with the Paycheck Protection Program. bankcornerstone.com.
We have a very special guest on the telephone right now. And, Carl, let's do a little intro.
Yeah. Our guest today is David Horowitz, and who is, if you don't know his name, I don't know why. He has published several books. He's a noted conservative thinker who started out and the other side as being, as he put it, a red diaper baby in a communist community in Sunnyside, Queens. But now, you know, he has moved on from there as he's gotten older, and he's the founder and CEO of the David Horowitz Freedom Center in Los Angeles, California, whose mission is to defend free societies which are under attack from enemies within and without, both secular and religious. And as I said, he's written a number of books, and his latest one is Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. Good morning, Mr. Horowitz.
Good morning.
Was that, you have many times carried the banner for the Constitution and for people that think, that believe in the Constitution in our country.
Well, as somebody who grew up in a community that hated America, just like all those people in the streets these days, and came to appreciate America's virtues. I've lived the second half of my life has been an atonement for the first half. And I think I can appreciate the virtues of America more than most. And I think that my book is number 10 in the country. It's the top-selling conservative book. It's been endorsed by President Trump. It hasn't been hardly reviewed anywhere, including I haven't had 2 seconds on Fox.
Yes.
But I think the reason people are attracted to it is because I swore when I came out of the left 30 or 40 years ago that I would not sugarcoat what I had to say about it. What I found is that conservatives, patriots, are way too polite. They're decent people. And they don't like to embarrass their enemies, even though their enemies want to destroy them. So you have the Republican Party now saying the Democrats are playing politics with this or that. It's not politics they're playing. It's war. We have in our streets now, we have these anti-American leftists, violent, criminal, conducting criminal activities. Now, I think 57 days or 57 nights that they've been destroying Portland, Oregon. You have all the Democrat local officials supporting them. All these people need to be in jail. Why isn't there a curfew declared in Portland? Why? I guess it has to be declared by local authorities. I'm not quite clear on the law. But they should just declare it. These people show up at midnight. Just arrest all of them and give them 5 or 10 year sentences. That will stop this. But what we have now is a Democrat Party that fully supports the terrorists in our streets, the criminals. You have Nancy Pelosi, after Trump has refused, he made all these appeals to the local Democrat treasonous authorities. That's another thing. Conservatives don't like to use the word treason, but that's what's going on here. Who refuse to enforce the law, who refuse to protect their property, with the city's property, the court of justice, the lives of their citizens. And Trump sends federal agents to do the job. You have the Speaker of the House calling them Nazis, saying that they're stormtroopers, comparing Trump to Hitler. If that isn't treason, I don't know what is.
You know,
and yet I don't hear anybody saying it. And if the every Republican, whenever they speak, they should say the Democrat Party is a criminal party these days. It supports criminals. It's just obvious.
Well, you know, the part that I've and you've hit on it very well is politics is war, and it appears that the rules of engagement that the Republicans are using are a lot more stringent than any rules of engagement, if there are any, in the Democrat Party. Things that are said, I still don't believe the things I say I hear said by politicians at the national level. And it's like there's, it's like who can come up with the latest soundbite that is just absolutely horrible? Thugs, Gestapo, stormtroopers.
What does Putin have on Trump? It's Pelosi accusing Trump, the president of the United States, of treason without a shred of evidence. You know, when we say politics is kind of as war. There's a little bit of hyperbole in that, but with the Democrats, it's real. They are a treasonous party. They're also a racist party. Identity politics is racism. My book, Blitz, how the Democratic Party is a racist party. It controls every inner city in America, every city that's erupting, every city where there's this phony alleged police brutality, systemic racism, is 100% controlled by the Democrat Party, which shows you what hypocrites, liars they are. If there was systemic racism in America, it's illegal under the Civil Rights Act. There would be suits in every liberal court in the country, wouldn't there? But there are no suits because there is no systemic racism. If they get away with it, it's just slander against their own country. It's very depressing.
Well,
my book is a guide, Blitz, really a guide to the Civil War. It does the first 3.5 years of the Trump administration, shows how the Democrats tried for 3.5 years to pull off the first coup d'etat in American history. This isn't the way we conduct politics in America. This isn't what's made our country survive and be great over all these years. We have a system built on compromise, on respect for the opposition, and compromise. That's what the Electoral College is about, and that's why the Democrats want to destroy it. These are radicals. And as somebody who spent years as a youth in the radical movement, I can tell you it's based on a hatred for our country and for all the patriots defending it. And you know that every time a Democrat accuses anybody disagrees with them of being a racist. That's a term of pure hatred. And they want to suppress and stamp out opposition. That's as un-American as it gets.
Well, in your
book, I'm here to warn people because I know the left intimately. And that's what my book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash, The Left and Win, is about.
Well, you know, you mentioned in your book one of the things to take away is when you read or listen to mainstream media, Trump is a for sure loser. Of course, we heard that for sure. But in your book, you point out how even though you demonize Trump and his supporters, it's not working.
Right. I show Trump has prevailed, first of all, because he's a patriot. And everybody can see that he loves this country. And second of all, but most important, really, is that he fights. He's the only Republican I know that's called a Democrat a racist. Well, they are racist. They control every inner city in America of any size, 100%, every killing field, Detroit, Chicago, Baltimore, St. Louis, 100% controlled by the Democrat Party. It has been for 50 to 100 years. Every injustice done to black people, real or alleged, in the last 50, 60 years, every single injustice is 100% the responsibility of the Democrat Party. There isn't a Republican in sight in Minneapolis, for example. And nobody seems to have noticed that they've charged with murdering George Floyd an African-American policeman and an Asian-American policeman. How does race figure into that? There's no evidence whatsoever that he's dead because he's black. He's dead because he was a criminal resisting arrest with underlying conditions like high on fentanyl, COVID-19, congestive heart failure. All these conditions should have warned him not to resist arrest because in the struggle that ensued, he could be dead. But the police are now charged with murder. It's ridiculous.
Mr. Horowitz, you know, the with the election coming up in 102 days, I think, Joe Biden has yet to come out and be questioned fiercely by anybody. Do you think when they finally get into...
He can't answer the questions. He can't even put together a sentence. It's a travesty. This is like that movie, Weekend at Bernie's, where they lug a corpse around. This guy is totally incompetent. He's also a thug. You know, I guess people have forgotten the videos of him on the campaign trail before he really deteriorated, where a supporter of his would ask him a question that he found uncomfortable, and he jumped on him and threatened the guy, went right in his face. Or, you know, maybe they haven't seen the video of him threatening the prime minister, or describing how he threatened the prime minister of Ukraine, saying, if you don't call off this prosecutor who's investigating my corrupt son, and do it in 6 hours by the time my plane has landed, I'm removing $1 billion that's already been voted by the Congress. This guy is a thug. And what does he believe in? He's supposed to be a moderate. He's got a communist writing his program. Bernie Sanders, a lifelong supporter of communist dictators and defender of communist atrocities, including the murder of over 100 million people. Bernie found an excuse for it all. And Bernie Sanders is an enemy of the United States. He will destroy the United States, and he's the power, along with that airhead, Cortez, who's designing Joe Biden's program for crying out tears. But, you know, we're living in inside the story of the emperor has no clothes. There's nobody in our public life who's pointing a finger and saying how absurd this all is. What can Democrats be thinking these days to do this?
Well, that leads,
consumed by their hatred for Trump, for white people, and for America.
Well, that leads to another question. Do you believe that there's a lot of Democrats out there that are moderate Democrats? When they see this, they're not going to they're going to take a good look at this and either not vote, or they may switch their vote over to Trump when they see all this is going on.
Well, the subtitle of my book is Trump Will Smash the Left and Win.
Yes.
And yes, I believe that. I believe that Americans want, and all people actually, the first thing they want from their government is safety, security. Democrats are for open borders. They're for ending deportations, ending detention, luring illegals here by offering them free health care, maximum welfare payments. This is all in their plan. They want to protect our borders against cartel members, sex traffickers, viruses, will they? And then our cities, they've torched 400 cities in America. And the Democrat mayors support the vandals. They're supporting the criminals in the streets. Today, as we speak, I think Americans aren't stupid. All Trump has to do is run those ads showing what's happening in the streets and showing what the Democrats, how they defend the criminals. And that ad he has about 9/11. You dial 9/11 and it's a 5-day wait to get a reply. I mean, that will send chills down the spine of, you know, every suburban housewife. And I don't mean to single out women, but women are much more sensitive to security issues than men are. And that, they're protective of their children and their homes.
Mm-hmm. We're with David Horowitz.
I think that Trump will win, and it will be a goodly margin.
I've heard that someplace where it looks like, you know, we go back up into Electoral College, it's even going to be a lot bigger than it was last time. We're here with David Horowitz. He has written a book, his latest book, called Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. And how do people get a hold of this book?
Yeah. Well, you can get it, of course, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Amazon has been sabotaging the book. I mean, if you go up there, I didn't go up, but yesterday they were saying not available until August 6th or something, which is a lie. They have about 30,000 copies in their warehouse. But you can also get it at Walmart, at Sam's Club, Costco. It's all over the place.
Oh, good.
Blitz.
You know, can you give us some last comments here, Mr. Horowitz?
I'm shocked, but I'm also frightened by what's happened to our country. We need a two-party system. I'm sure there are Democrats and even Democrats in the Congress who know better. But they're being led by these two wretched human beings, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, who just lie. Every time they move their lips, it's a lie. Who will say the most outrageous things, accuse the president of treason. We have more evidence today. They knew before Mueller, before they spent $35 million investigating the president and trying to impeach him, that it was all based on lies. There is no evidence whatsoever that Trump colluded with the Russians. None. The person who colluded with the Russians is Hillary Clinton, commissioning the Steele dossier, which is filled with information disinformation from the KGB. It's an outrage.
Yeah.
I just hope, you know, I just don't see a Democrat now with the courage. Well, every now and then one pokes his head up.
Every so often. It's kind of rare, though.
Yeah.
We've been with David Horowitz, the author of Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. He's given a number of reasons why that's going to happen, and I think that one of the major reasons, of course, is security and stability, and people are watching what's happening around the country. We still don't know what Joe Biden is going to say. He hasn't asked. Nobody's asked him the hard questions yet, and he hasn't been in front in a debate. That first debate should be very, very interesting.
Yeah, also, you want to point out that people are scared. The Democrat Party is an anti-Democrat party. It's a totalitarian party that wants to crush anybody who is off the reservation and disagrees with them. So people don't want to tell pollsters what they think. They don't want to tell anybody what they think, you know, unless they're really close friends politically. Because they don't want to be destroyed. This woman was killed. This mother, she had a child, and they shot and killed her because she said everyone's life matters. Now, how racist are these people? You know, it's just open season on white Americans. Everybody's afraid to say that because you'll be canceled if you do. And again, I think that's why my book is so popular, because it says things like that.
Well, I have
the
book.
Democrat Party is a racist party, and it's an anti-white party. And the reason that they're anti-white is because they're anti-American. America, look, let me just leave you with this.
Okay.
Every black who was shipped to America as a slave was enslaved by a black African and sold at an auction in Ghana or Benin. White America freed the slaves. Slavery is not America's original sin. It's America's original virtue. Well, not slavery, but the Emancipation Proclamation and the Declaration of Independence, declaring all men created equal and having a God-given right to liberty, is a great gift to all humanity, but to black Americans in particular.
David Horowitz, thank you so much for being with us today, sir.
Thanks for
having me. We'll continue to follow you. And the book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, is out there in a number of stores. And do yourself a favor, pick it up and see what somebody that's not afraid to speak the truth.
Absolutely.
And lays it all out. So thank you very much.
Now, coming up. He just got off the phone. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, something I think is going to be worthy of staying close to your radio so you can hear the interview of our leader in our
education
system here in the North State about two go back to school or not to go back to school. So we're going to hear all about that. You know, earlier in the segment, in an earlier segment, you heard our girl on the street that was talking about how important is kids are feeling like we need to get back to school. Parents are feeling they need to get back to school. Is it safe? What are the plans? What are the laws and the guidelines? So we're going to be covering that at the 8 o'clock hour. We love our chat pack. Keep bringing questions in, and we'll make sure that whatever you put on your chat pack for questions, we get that out to our next guest at the 8 o'clock hour. This is Carla Linnabot, and this is Free Fire Radio, and we're going to give you an update of the weather again. Today is going to be about 100 degrees. That will be our highs with our overnight lows of 66. Clear skies throughout the weekend, 103 on Saturday, 106 on Sunday, Monday 104, and Tuesday 102. What did you think of that interview? Did you make you feel like, because everybody's so politically correct. Here's a guy that just goes, boom. This David is what, how I see it. Boom.
He's unapologetic. Now, and there's people on the other side are just the opposite. Now, what David Horowitz is he's one of those conservatives that has, when he's been asked to speak, has had people wanting to keep other people from hearing him many times. He says things that a lot of people don't like to hear. These are things he believes. He believes that this nation is simply great, and he thinks that what they've done to Trump is totally unfair. You know, Trump is not perfect. No president is, but to receive the scathing remarks, the things they say about the president, they call it. You know, Nancy Pelosi said, "Oh, it's Trump's virus." You know, where did that come from? And then he's got the blood of hundreds of thousands of people on his hands. Well, I defy anybody to tell me what a president, any president, would have done differently at the beginning of this virus. You know, when he stopped the flights coming in from China, when we knew it was from there, and he stopped the flights coming in from China, he was called a racist. And then 2 weeks later, everybody's going, you should have stopped them earlier. The same people. The fact that we're destroying the history of our country really, really concerns me. The fact that he sees that 2,000 people last night were rioting in Portland. And people don't, you know, I should have the right to walk downtown in Portland and be safe and not have to avoid, you know, blocks because people are trying to burn down buildings. They're trying to destroy a courthouse. When did we ever say that that was right? When did we ever say? And now the Chicago mayor, Mayor Lightfoot, who has a horrendous problem on her hands with all the people being shot every weekend and killed, children, babies, and it's every weekend. So when the president talked to her about bringing in federal troops to assist, she talked to him about it. She said, and she, her statement was, if they break the law, the federal troops, I will get after them. But because she was talking about needing help protecting her people, now the rioters and the defund of the police, they attacked her house last night. They went after her last night because she was talking to Trump about trying to bring order back to her part of the world. So, you know, and people go, well, you know, people sending in troops are obviously Nazis. They forget that Eisenhower sent in the troops in Alabama to open the schools up. Then that was okay.
It's a mob. We've become a mob mentality. So, but I will say this, you know, in the news today that Trump has canceled the Republican convention. And I think probably during everything that's going on, that's a good thing. I really do.
Well, you know, and if I use the term federal troops, that's not what I meant. These are law enforcement people going in. The feds are. However, he did use troops. Eisenhower used troops to open up, to desegregate the schools in the South. That happened. And if you remember in the L.A. riots, there was a battalion of Marines that was asked to come in to help restore order. I know because they were out of one of my units.
Is this during the Watts riot?
During the
Rodney King
73 riots. That
was it
73, but
was it Rodney King?
Yeah, 70. It would have been 80. It would have been in 92.
Okay.
Right after we got back from Desert Storm, then the riots were going on. There were riots going on then, And they asked for a battalion of Marines, which we provided to help restore order there. It's not the first time it's happened. Those are troops now. Now, the ones that Trump is sending out are law enforcement personnel. Anyway, though, you know, yes, you know, David Horowitz is one-sided only. But you have so many people that are on that opposite side, we felt like it was important to bring in an author like this that I frankly had no idea what he was going to say. Right.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you quickly before we take a break. Last night, yesterday, I was getting gas, and a cop car pulled up behind me and got gas, too. And rather than just not say anything without my mask, I said, "How you doing?" He said, "Fine, how you doing?" And I said, "You know, having a great day." And I go, "How are they treating you?" He said, "Not so bad here. Other places, it's not good at all." I said, "Well, I just want to thank you for what you do. Because in a time of crises, you're going to need a cop."
There you go. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news and Judy Flores right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Won't do a big crowded convention per se. It's just not the right time for that.
Mr. Trump also saying it's important for American school kids to return to the classroom in the fall. In England, face masks now mandatory in many indoor public places like shops, banks, and Super Prime Minister Boris Johnson, himself a former COVID-19 patient, says things may get worse before they get better.
I do still think that we have tough times ahead in keeping this virus under control, and we have tough times ahead in coming through economically. But I have absolutely no doubt that we are going to, and this country is going to bounce back stronger than ever before.
Those refusing to comply with that new mask rule in the UK could be fined up to $127. Secretary of State Pompeo says after decades of trying to work with China, it's obvious U.S. policy needs to go in a new direction.
We have to admit a hard truth. We must admit our truth that should guide us in the years and decades to come. That if we want to have a free 21st century and not the Chinese century of which Xi Jinping dreams, the old paradigm of blind engagement with China simply won't get it done.
China has ordered the U.S. to close its consulate in the western city of Chengdu. That's retaliation for the Trump administration ordering Beijing to shutter its consulate in Houston amid espionage allegations. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down 33 points. The S&P 500 off 9. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 58 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-308-7862. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-308-7862 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-308-7862 to see if you qualify. That's 800-308-7862.
Turkish President Erdogan joining hundreds of worshippers for the first Muslim prayers in 86 years inside the iconic Hagia Sophia in Istanbul.
Huge crowds gathered around Hagia Sophia from dawn. This, for President Erdogan's supporters, is a moment of huge national and religious pride. For the first time since the early 1930s, Friday prayers were held under Hagia Sophia's Byzantine dome. Many of the president's older supporters have campaigned for decades to turn the museum back into a mosque. But for the president's critics, today's move is alarming. They fear Mr. Erdogan is trying to turn Turkey back into an Islamic state, erasing the secular legacy of modern Turkey's founder, Kemal Atatürk.
That's a BBC's Paul Adams. Beijing partially reopening movie theaters as a threat from the coronavirus continues to recede in the Chinese capital. News and analysis at townhall.com. The government asking doctors who prescribe opioid painkillers to inform patients about a medication could save their lives if they overdose.
With 71,000 Americans having died last year from drug overdoses, the Food and Drug Administration wants doctors to make sure patients know about naloxone, also known as Narcan, a potential antidote that can reverse an opioid overdose in minutes. Now the prescribing instructions for all opioids like Percocet and OxyContin will suggest that doctors tell patients how to get naloxone without a prescription, and they should consider for some at-risk patients prescribing naloxone along with the painkiller for an emergency. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Another statue of Christopher Columbus has come down, this one in Chicago. The monument that drew protests was taken down early today by city crews. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live worldwide at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 24th of July, Friday, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Our first line of defense up there is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Good morning, Linda.
And good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. Welcome to our next hour edition. First off, if you're just you tune at 8 o'clock on the way to work or whatever you're doing, today's going to be 100 degrees. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow calls for 103 with clear skies and our lows of 69. Sunday calls for 106 and Monday 104. Tuesday's about 102. So we're on those triple digit days. No big windy days coming up as far as the National Weather Service says here. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are our weather sponsor. Locally owned, operated, veteran-owned business, 365-3793, located in Anderson. Also with us this morning is our Wells Fargo advisor. We love to hear from Susan Eastman. Good morning, and what's happening on the stock trade?
Good morning. Well, stocks are trading in the red this morning with the Dow down 72 points at 26,582. The S&P 500 is off 16 points at 3,219, and the NASDAQ Composite is losing 73 points at 10,388. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Intel down $9.09, trading at 51.40. Advanced Micro Devices up $6.13 at $65.75, and Apple down $6 at $365.40. For local retail stocks of interest, Best Buy down a penny at $96.07, Walmart off 37 cents, trading at $131.31, Costco down 50 cents at $325.61. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 0.59%. And over to commodities, gold is up $10 an ounce at $1,900, the first time reaching this level since 2001. Silver up 8 cents at $23 per ounce, and crude oil down 2 cents, trading at $41 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And Susan, how does someone reach you if they want to find out about somebody to invest for their financial needs?
My phone number to my direct line here is 530-768-2665. Right to my desk.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Susan.
All right. Thanks a lot, Susan.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You bet. Wells Fargo Advisors are located at 2705 Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. Hey, I'm so happy to introduce our next guest, Judy Flores, who is the superintendent of all the schools in Shasta County. She heads up the Shasta County Board of Education. I think that's right.
Shasta County Office of Education.
Office of Education. We're going to find out a couple of things about Judy. We have to turn her loose earlier today around quarter till because she's got a meeting starting at 9. So
I'd like to do a little bit of background because I think it's always important for our listeners to get kind of a visual of like who you are and let's talk a little bit about Judy and where Judy was raised and what got you involved in the education field.
So I was Born in Minnesota and actually moved a variety of places as my dad was trying to figure out what exactly he wanted to do. So I lived for 4 years in Pennsylvania, 4 years in Kentucky, two different places in Michigan before my family moved to California when I was in sixth grade. And actually when I was in sixth grade, I had the opportunity to tutor or be a support to a first grade teacher within the school I was attending. And it was through that experience that I said, I want to be a teacher.
Fabulous.
So from that point on, that was my goal. And I started teaching in 1985. So this begins my 35th year working in education. And we moved to Shasta County in 1990. My first 5 years were in the Hayward Unified School District, where I taught in a very high poverty area. And then we relocated here to Shasta County. My parents had moved here with Simpson University. My dad was a longtime professor for Simpson, Dr. Glenn Schaefer. And so we moved up here to be near them. And so our kids were all born here and went through schools here. It was a great move for us.
So I see that right there. Okay, that's beautiful because education runs in the family, who your father was, the Simpson, and then bringing the knowledge of different states, rural communities, working with different, again, backgrounds and social economic backgrounds as well. So welcome to the show this morning. I know that we want to get right into the meat of things. So, Carl, I know you posed a bunch of questions, and so we are also going to take questions from the chat pack. These are our listeners. We call them the chat pack that are listening, and we'll probably ask questions as well that we'll ask you.
Hey, Judy, well, first of all, thanks for coming.
Yes.
And ready to start. I know you must be somewhat busy, even though you've had a three-month vacation. That was said in jest. Before we get into this year, the impact on our students with what happened last year, having to shut down, can you kind of talk to us about that? What do you feel about that when we had to shut the schools?
Yeah. You know, for so many kids, the connection to school is their lifeline. The connection to other students, their classmates, especially when you head into middle and high school, kids thrive on their relationship with others. And it becomes such a huge loss for them. And we saw much higher need being expressed, sometimes through counselors, but just this cry out for, you know, wanting to connect with their classmates and wanting to reengage. And we know that for younger kids, it's really that challenge around learning to read and parents wondering if they really have the skill set to help their students learn what they need to learn. So it really was a challenge. But even as you think about the spring compared to the fall, if we need to start in distance learning, none of those relationships with teachers will have been established. They'll be walking into new teachers' classrooms virtually that they don't even have relationships with. And so we just...
And that goes the other way, too, because, you know, as we know, an educator knows their students and knows that this person's going to need this, this person's going to need that. And they
special
know.
Special needs.
And they'll know within a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that online.
No, you don't. And so, you know, we don't go into this blindly. You know, more than likely we'll get to a place where we have to go distance learning for everyone again. But if we can start the year and really get to know the kids and make those connections, we just really believe it will create a better opportunity to then move into distance learning later if we need to. I mean, as we've been working all summer long with administrators, they really want to see kids come back.
We had a McKenzie Chestnut goes to a Foothill, is our girl on the street on Fridays, and she talked to other high school students about this, and every one of them wants to come back to school, from sophomores to seniors. And one of them, it was the young man going to be becoming a sophomore, he said, I don't feel like I was really getting an education, in the sense of I didn't feel like I was learning as much as I could learn. And it was very disappointing to him. And I thought, You know, it's interesting to hear that from a kid's going to be a sophomore in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that concerns you? Is that the amount of information being put out, is it being assimilated?
It's a good question. It's harder to assess from a distance to really get a sense of what students are learning, how much they're engaging. And so I think that becomes the critical issue. One of the things, though, that we do know is that the state has put in much stricter guidelines in terms of what that distance learning will need to look like this year compared to last spring. So I don't think it would look, well, I know it won't look the same because of the fact that there's a daily connection required, visual, if there's internet connection feasible or possible, visual connection with students every day. And we know in the spring that wasn't always the case.
Okay, we're with Judy Flores, the superintendent of the Shasta County Office of Education. Has been doing that for now, what, a couple years?
Well, this is moving into, what is this,
year four? Okay. You know what, Linda and I have said that we've lost a couple years someplace.
Somewhere.
And I remember you coming in. It's been 4 years now. Oh, my gosh.
So you happen to come in at the golden time. Like, you know, how many more things can be thrown into the tank with, you know, Snowmageddon and the car fire and COVID and what was the other thing? Oh, the rolling blackout. So, you know, try to maintain some kind of normalcy in that. And the new, what is going to be the new normalcy or the new normal or the new, how does that look? And we're going to talk about that in the next segment coming up here. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, located there on 273. Jeff, owner of Crackmaster, veteran-owned business, can fix your chips or your cracks. Now, it is summer with 100 triple-digit weather, so when you put your air conditioning, you blast it on in your window, this can be like make your little chip into a big crack. He's the expert. Check him out, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
We should say it together.
Hey,
welcome back.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460.
Well, that would have been like
the time is 8. Well, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
I get to finish a breath. Let me
all right, finish
your breath.
8:20
in the morning.
That's all you
here
get.
On the 24th of July. Okay.
Remember Welcome Back?
I did. I said that.
That was the song, Welcome Back, from Cotter. Welcome Back.
No, that one was Want to Be a Hero.
No, I'm just saying we did Welcome Back, and it was about coming back to school, and it was this kind of type into.
Yeah.
You got to look for that song.
Find that one from that.
Find that, okay, because that ties into what we're talking about right now. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our Four Winds Jewelry Friends, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. They're the only full service jewelry pair in Reading. So, yeah.
Can you say your favorite place? You know, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we're here with Judy Flores, who's the superintendent of the Shasta County Office of Education, and which is probably she was someplace else right now. Judy has talked about the impact on kids. We don't really know what that impact was from last year from shutting them down. I know that so many people really want school to start, mainly its parents, who then can stop drinking so much wine. As I heard the one story in the class today, both kids were suspended, sent to the rooms, and the teacher fired for being drunk. And that was just in a house right here in town.
No, seriously, Judy.
When they come back, what's it going to look like?
You know, that's really going to vary district by district. Every district right now is working on return to school plans, and those plans have to follow the new guidance that was released last Friday by the California Department of Public Health. And so we had guidance early on in, June 5th, and then the release of the new guidance that also now incorporates the requirement of wearing masks by all students grade 3 and up, as well as all staff on campus. And so, you know, there were other pieces because, you know, the one thing we know about COVID is we're learning more about what it takes all the time to transmit. And so the masks are one more thing that have come into play. In grades kindergarten through second grade, they're encouraged but not required. And one of the questions that we've been getting is, will there be exemptions for kids with asthma? So if a family already has a medical record, you know, we keep medical records on school campuses. If in the medical record it already shows that a student has asthma, absolutely, there would be exception for that. But if there isn't that in the medical record, parents would need to reach out to a doctor for that verification, just so we're keeping everybody on campus to the same standard. And the guidance from the state does tell us that we are to exclude students who are not wearing masks if they don't follow these, don't fall into one of the exemptions. The other exemption is for students who are either deaf or hard of hearing, who need to read lips in order to communicate, or are reading the lips of someone else. And so, you know, many teachers are looking at the idea of the shields, which are clear, There are also some new masks that we've received that are true masks, but are clear in the portion where your mouth.
Plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a good idea for teachers because, I didn't think about children that were having that. In our depth, they have to be able to see it.
They do.
The other part is now the teachers can't look at those little happy expressions mm-hmm. on kids' faces. So trying to pick up on somebody that's having a problem.
Interesting in our lifetimes that we've never seen in America. Both of us have spent time in Asia, so you do see people on the street masked. But to have a really like a masked society, and all of the when you look into a classroom in the future here coming up, all students will be masked as well as the teacher. It'll be the first time we've ever seen something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then to adjust to it. I mean, we know that, you know, it's interesting because going into stores, you'll see people that aren't masked. Everybody be masked but one person. And so what, I guess, wonder what the procedure is for those people who think, oh, I don't like any of the doggone mask wearing. You don't have to wear a mask. Well, when you go to school, there's going to be protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't follow the protocol,
you don't go to
then
school.
I don't know what happens. I mean, are you like going to get a demerit or expelled or what?
Well, you don't go to school unless you wear the mask. The part of school, of course, is the, they have classes with singing and instruments, you know, band and choral and all this. What happens then?
Yeah, so that was specifically called out in the guidance that came out last Friday. And because there are so many particles that come out potentially from singing and any instrument that requires the mouth, those are not allowed.
So there's no choral groups?
No choral, no band.
No band. Unless it's a, I guess it could be a rhythm section of
right,
drums.
Or guitar, piano, string instruments.
No wood or horns. Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay, so that's been canceled.
Maybe it's time to pick up another instrument during this time. So
learn to play. Well, yeah. But, okay, so those are a major part, you know, because we have all those kids come in through here. They're doing the shows
mm-hmm.
and all this.
Yeah.
So that's a major part for a lot of kids. This is how they express themselves.
Yeah.
You know.
I know for my three kids, they were all very much into music. And for my oldest daughter, it was the main reason she went to school.
Yeah.
And so when you think about that in high school kids, how do you create a connection with kids and that relationship with kids that still creates the motivation that they need? You know, is that an art appreciation maybe for the fall semester where you're looking at different types of music? I don't know what that'll be.
Where you can listen to the music and then talk
correct.
About it. I mean, I've taken those classes before, art appreciation, mm-hmm. music appreciation, when you sit there and just listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God they had it at the college level and I never graduated.
I have a question. This report came out as far as guidelines on Friday, and that will be for what we're launching today or what you're explaining today is for the guidelines for school starting out, for the beginning of school.
Correct.
Now, how often does this guideline come out? Is it monthly? Is it weekly? So that people go, okay, I'm going to have the mask. I know when we go back to school, we're going to be masking up. We're not going to have these activities or those classes, but we're going to have this. Now, how often does it come out?
Well, so it's only come out twice. So the first one was June 5th and now July 17th. I don't know, right? It's really when there's new information to update the guidance that exists. So when the governor put the masking requirement, that was what set in motion the new version to be developed. But we had also learned, or not we, State Public Health had learned much more to kind of direct. So, for example, one of the new pieces that was in the guidance in July that was not there in June is that it's 15 minutes or more of close contact that puts someone at greater risk. It's not just passing someone, you know, in the hallway. But it's 15 minutes or more of close contact. We didn't know that. That wasn't included in the June document. So it's as they have more information that they're putting new versions out.
Now, right now, if one of those 32 counties,
mm-hmm.
are they starting their school year?
They are starting through distance learning only.
Okay.
So this
is another reason, my friends, up here in Shasta County, if you take a look at the map of counties that are not on that list of the govs, They're almost all in the North State or on, or in there, the eastern section of California. We've been keeping this under control. We can argue among ourselves about masks and all this, but whatever we're doing right now is working, and we need to continue that. We got to take a break here and get in that last segment. But the schools, I mean, so many people did homeschooling. What do you think the number, or do you think that people may just say, well, you know, I'm going to continue this?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that every school district in the spring did, or right near the end of the school year, was they interviewed parents or sent surveys out to parents and said, do you want to continue with a distance learning approach in the fall, or are you considering sending your students back? And at that point, in the surveys, it was anywhere between 80% and 90% of parents said, we want our kids to return to school. But for those who said, we're not comfortable until there's a vaccine, that gave a strong message, and every one of our school districts has put in place either homeschool or independent study as an option for parents who are not comfortable to send their kids back.
Well, the when you do the when you're doing the distance teaching, you've got the teacher's there with their computer, and they're reaching out to people. So if a teacher is teaching a class during the day, then does that mean in the evening the teacher then reaches out that way, or how does that work?
Well, so what they're looking at is a teacher who's specific to those who are working through independent study or homeschool.
And so it would be a series of teachers.
Yeah.
Series of teachers that teach math, English, whatever that's supposed to be. But that's for each appropriate level, too.
Correct.
Wow. So the last question before we break is, I've read that they're having a heck of a time in this country about, one, getting teachers, but substitutes seems to be a huge problem.
Yeah.
Getting substitutes.
Well, so we looked at the data in the spring, you know, because my biggest concern was how many of our school staff are at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we and I don't know health data, all I know is age.
Right.
So we have just over 3,900 employees who are permanent employees within our schools here in Shasta County.
Sure.
And of those, about 5% are 65 and older. But to your point on substitutes, when you think about how many substitutes, whether it's for teachers or cafeteria or whatever.
Every day of the week when I was substituting.
Yeah, so over 22% of our substitutes are over 65. So that creates a real dilemma because we already struggled to have enough substitutes to meet the need.
Are you eliminating the 65 and over then from substitute teaching?
We're not. It's up to the individual.
It's up to the individual.
To decide. We're not eliminating. I was just trying to get a sense of the numbers.
Yeah, yeah, because you could lose that many.
We could.
Okay. We're here with Judy Flores, who's the superintendent of the Shasta County Board of Education. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is looking for some good people. Their business has exploded, as you can possibly imagine, during this COVID crisis. They're looking for amazing caregivers, and if this is something you would like to do, maybe full-time or part-time, give Sharon a call at 226-8350. All the training is provided. You're treated very well, and you're out there helping people during this time frame. Again, give her a call at 226-8350 or look at the ReadingHomeHelpers.com website. We'll be right back with Judy Flores.
Your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just... I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Remember this show?
Welcome back, Connor.
John Travolta. And
he played, what was his part? He played, what was his name?
Vinny.
No, he was Vinny.
In Saturday Night Live, I think.
No, I think he was that. Anyway, welcome back to Abe. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Here at 8:37 in the morning, 75 degrees, going up to 102 today. And we're here with Judy Flores, who is the big kahuna of the of education in Shasta County. She is the superintendent of the Office of Education. But every district has their own superintendent, and this is important. So Judy can give guidance, and she can be the liaison between the state and all the agencies to our schools, but she really can't tell them what to do. Is this correct?
You are correct. Okay. The office is in place to provide service. The state of California is way too large to think that the California Department of Education can provide that guidance locally. So each county office in all 58 counties is there for that purpose.
Yeah. So the state of California is too large. Does that mean you're advocating for the state of Jefferson? Okay, don't answer that. I'm just kidding. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Yes, I like that. The fact that the Bethel people went down there and is showing that they're just trusting in the Lord for their safety and see what comes out of there. But when they had a big gathering down at the Cottonwood Rodeo, there was no big out. There wasn't anything come out of that.
Right, no big spike.
Had there been anything come out of the Cottonwood Rodeo, they'd have blasted it all over the radio, up and down, everywhere.
That's
all
true.
Over the country.
They would have, but nothing happened. Just like after the protest, nothing happened. So,
That's right.
So you're saying, and then at the schools, do not have the option of mask on, mask off, though, Jim. So thanks for your phone call, buddy.
One other thing is that think about the masks there. When the kids sat in there and breathe back carbon monoxide back into their bodies all day long, how much damage is that doing to their brain?
Okay, that's a good point. I'm sure that's been brought up. Taking a third grader and telling them to wear a mask all day, I mean, those kids are, they're already kind of like drama queens in many cases. Kings, drama persons.
Right.
Okay?
Drama people, whatever.
Drama people. I can just see trying
to. So this will be interesting. It'll be an interesting study, actually, because if the state of California is telling if you're going to go out back to school, this is the law, this is a requirement, I can see how people are totally upheaval, because now it's going to be like, you know, you want to wear it, like, here's your cute little clothes that you're wearing for school, and
your matching mask.
Wearing mask.
A matching mask.
So,
love it. Okay, let's move on to sports, because we do the football games, and we have the game of the week, and we love doing that. I even lined up a broadcaster, and he goes, yeah. He says, it'll be great. Then he calls me back, and he goes, I don't think you're going to have football, because the state said no football. But then the northern section said, we're going to have football.
But
not,
they can't.
Not so fast, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it's a situation that's changing on a regular basis. You know, and I'm certainly not your football expert when it comes to high school football, but what I do know is that the section that our high schools, Shasta, Foothill, Enterprise, are a part of, also includes two high schools from Butte County, Chico High and Pleasant Valley. And because Butte is now on the watch list,
right,
that alone changes everything. So there would not be any ability for them to engage out of Butte County. So that changes the league dynamic.
Yeah.
So at this point, you know, the more we learn and the more we find out, I know there's a Northern Section CIF meeting today.
Okay.
And we'll wait to hear the outcome of that. They're wondering at this point if there might be a possibility for individual sports, for example, cross country.
Cross country is probably one of the ones I thought of right away,
mm-hmm,
because, I mean, you can separate the kids out. You can start them off by, you know, and even though everybody likes to run in their teams, but you can separate them out. I mean, that is the
distance. What about swimming?
The loneliness of a long-distance runner.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm,
they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Swimming was another one they're considering.
And golfing.
Golfing,
tennis.
And tennis. Those are the four that I've heard talked about as mm-hmm potentials. And then
obviously not wrestling.
No.
Let me ask another question. Before you can go into a lot of places, they're taking your temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Are you all going to be taking temperatures?
So that's a strong recommendation. With some of our larger schools, that becomes, you know, when you have 1,000 kids coming on campus at the same time, that becomes next to impossible. So what we've done, we have a school year planning guide for parents that is on our website. It's on the Shasta County Public Health website, and we're in the process of updating it now that we have the new guidance that was released last Friday. But one of the things we got agreement with public health to do is to ask parents to temperature check their children before they come to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the teachers and staff, as they see students come on campus, to do a visual check. Does someone not look well? And if that's the case, those kids will be temperature checked.
Okay.
On the smaller
as individuals, and when you're seeing them in a classroom, if some kid's coughing or something like this, then you can ask them to please go down and see the nurse. They'll
mm-hmm
take the temperature. If the temperature's okay, we return them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, without having school, this has such a dramatic impact on families, especially
mm-hmm
families that takes two, you know, they're two income families.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be out there working.
Absolutely.
This is going to be a real boon to them, being able to get back into the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything left, you know, governor seems to be doing things at a whim. So the other thing I've heard that is so important about school is the ability to find out about child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see this as another factor in opening these schools?
You know, we are really concerned about kids. You know, we have, as we look, and one of our partners in our work over the course of this spring was Children's Services from the county, and they saw a dramatic decline in child abuse reporting over the course of the spring. And one of the ways we partnered with them, along with the Children's Legacy Center, was to work with schools who are not able to make connections with kids. You know, we were offering, we meaning schools in Shasta mm-hmm. County, were offering distance learning, but some students were not taking advantage of that, and we didn't know why. And so we created several different ways to support some of them outside the school setting. We have a program through our office called Help Me Grow, and that office would just send a text to a family not associated with the school. Is there anything we can do to help you? We see your child's not engaged in school. And so there were many ways we were able to help and support and then intervene if needed. But by and large, it was offering of support for families who may have been laid off and didn't know how to apply for unemployment, who may be struggling because they were no longer in their home, or, you know, some really significant issues. And so through that process, we were also able to see which were those kids we were most concerned about and mentors for those students in doing home visits to make sure they were okay.
Okay, we know you have to run, so let's kind of like go back through everything that was said. One that Judy has been a long time.
Wrap it up.
A long time resident of our community and has been in education for her whole life, really. Schools are opening. Count on the schools opening.
As of today, right? I can't promise it, right? Because if we get on the watch list, that won't be an option for us.
Yeah, well, right now, we're safe.
Mm-hmm.
The children from third grade up will be wearing a mask. That is required. If they're not going to wear a mask because they have to have a medical excuse, if they choose not to wear a mask, then they can't come to school. The sports right now are out. They're having a meeting, I believe, today. But right now, all of the team sports are out. All of the music is out. All of the choral and singing groups is out. That you're encouraging people to take their kids' temperature before they come to school.
Let's just say on hold instead of out. Let's just say
okay,
on hold.
On hold.
Yep, sounds better.
Yes.
Okay, on hold. You're encouraging people, parents to take their child's temperature. Mm-hmm. If the child is exhibiting some kind of symptom there, you will send them down to the nurse, get their temperature taken, mm-hmm. And ensure that you know they are not ill. If they don't have a temperature, they can come back.
Mm-hmm.
What have I missed?
Well, the one other thing is we are actively working with public health to come up with a plan for when a case is identified on a school campus. And so there's very specific protocols. We ran a draft of that by a small group of school nurses and superintendents on Wednesday. They're working to now finalize it based on their feedback. We'll be sharing that out with all administrators and school nurses next Wednesday, so that we're clear, because you can be tested and be negative. And so what's the implications of that if you're tested and positive?
Will you test kids on campus?
So that's not known yet. Right now, we don't have testing's an issue. And so that was part of my conversation with Dr. Ramstrom yesterday. We're looking at next steps in terms of how to make test collection as easy as possible, knowing, of course, it's voluntary. We certainly could not require someone to be tested.
Would the parents have any say on this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so if you would call them, say, hey, we'd like to test your child for CV because we think that there could be...
Well, it would definitely be the parents' call. We would never be able to...
There's some fear about that.
Yeah. No, we would never test without their consent.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not even sure, at this point, we're not set up to even test on school campuses.
Right.
So we're trying to get to the place that might be a possibility.
If parents do not feel comfortable about sending their kids back, you've already set up distance learning classes with the teachers already. There is some concern about the number of teachers that are going to be available, especially substitutes. Okay.
And thank you so much for joining us.
It takes you 5 minutes to get to your office, so you're clear.
I'll be good.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much, Judy Flores.
You're going to take a really quick break here and come back after just a few commercial breaks.
Okay. Thanks, Judy.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. So all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. Save up to $900 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the Carr fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
And welcome back to KCNR.
Yeah, we're playing it again.
Hey, listen, I wanted to, you know what, we
Jenny
talk about...
Barbino was his name, by the
well,
way.
Well, okay, they were called... they were called, just a second, let me, gosh darn it. What were they called? Gosh, I just had it up, sorry.
Something about hogs.
Yeah.
Sweat hogs.
The sweat hogs. Yeah, and, yeah, just dysfunctional, you know, kind of like rowdy, you know, the, John Travolta always had the stupid lines, but it was a show that, and there were a lot of sitcoms in the 70s that were, culturally mixed and uplifting, and I don't know, I missed I miss that. You hate to. How many people feel like, you know, as we get older, you feel like back in my day. I'm there. Well, I'm saying it. Back in my day.
You gotta look at Vinny. Look at Vinny Testarino here from that show, and became John Travolta of Saturday Night Fever, Pulp Fiction, and all the movies he's been in.
Vinny Barbarina.
Barbarino. I'm sorry.
Barbarina.
I said Testarino. No.
Gabe Cotter, Julie Cotter, Michael Woodman, Juan Epstein, Boom Boom Washington, Arnold Horshack. Those are the names of the characters.
Yeah. Hey,
Barbarino.
A quick corona update for everybody. We had another death, a gentleman in his 80s. 8 more tested positive. If we keep the testing, if the test results are under 14, we're fine. And every so often you want to put something on Facebook. And I said, so my question was, have you ever wanted to put something on Facebook, tongue in cheek, that you just know is going to get people crazy into a mob? And that's all I put down. And I said, yeah, me too. And when I put that in there, everybody's going, a lot of response. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then it was, do it. Do it, Carl. Do it. And so I said, okay. So this is what I put on Facebook. If we want to keep Shasta County open, we've got to keep the number of positive tests down. How do we do that? Stop testing, Shasta County. Just stop testing and we'll keep the county open. Change my mind. Well, of course, a lot of people took it as
tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek, but not everybody.
No.
One person said something, and I said, come on, you can do better than that. I'm looking for a hair-on-fire response here. They knew it. They knew I was kidding.
Well, I
haven't looked at it this morning. It could be is that they've already reported.
Some people don't want you to even tease about it, Carl, because when people are dying from it and they're taking it very seriously, as we should, and we're masking up, and look at the schools are doing, they're masking up. And I know people are so upset because they feel like their rights are being taken away and et cetera, like how much over the top is it? I don't know. It's a conversation we have daily amongst friends who are experiencing it and going from state to state. And how many people have had to cancel trips, and life as we know it is just quite different. So what are we going to do this weekend about it?
I will tell you this, and one of our comments here, we are seniors and do find our balance can be off wearing a mask. What happens when you're wearing a mask is you can't see directly straight down. So watch where you're walking there.
You had a situation. Was it at Safeway?
I did a full frontal, push-up.
Still have a scab on your leg from it.
Not at Safeway, but up at Holiday.
Okay.
And because I didn't look straight down, and one of their pallets was out a little bit far. They put a big box of watermelons on it, but the pallet was out probably another 6 inches, and the pallet was busted at the end. So instead of when my shoe hit it and just sliding off, or you just trip, it grabbed my shoe, which is, and it just held it and went into the front leaning rest position, which is the push up position. And I thought, well, isn't this embarrassing? And what's even worse is some young lady walks up and says, are you okay, sir? And I had my mask on, thank God, so she couldn't see me what I was muttering at the time. Hey, this weekend it's going to be warm.
We've got 103 on Saturday and 106 on Sunday. You're going to be out on the range on Sunday teaching.
It'll be 106, I think, that day. Monday we're going to welcome Perry Cremains, who has a business here in town called Just for Hunting, and about what's happening with with what's going on in the hunting industry during this time frame, because we know about like in the fishing industry that so many people come in here to visit, and fish that's been cut way back. And same thing, I'm sure, with this industry as we've realized. The other thing is, here's a chance this weekend to support our local businesses. Places like Clyde's, they sell TVs just like the big box store. The jewelry stores sell jewelry just like the big box stores. What about things like restaurants? If there's some that are open. You might want to find out who they are, and if you want to dine in and you feel safe, because there have been exactly zero cases that they have found in Shasta County that has come from a restaurant. So the so it's something to take a look at like that. Or if they're dining outside, take advantage of that. Take advantage of helping our local businesses right here in Shasta County.
Absolutely.
What are you going to be doing?
This weekend?
Yeah.
Well, you put me on the spot here. I know that.
I won't be here. I'll be teaching all weekend long. So, you go, like gardening again?
Just getting the house in order. I do have a bunch of thank you notes to write, like written thank you notes. Mm-hmm. And I want to get that stuff done. And, make it a great day. Again, support your local businesses any way that you can. And we just are happy to have had some of the guests that we've had on this whole week here on KCNR.
This week we've talked about the restaurant industry with two experts in it. Bruce Dean, who is the president of the California Restaurant Association, Ed Roman was on the board, about this disaster that Governor Newsom did, just almost like on a whim, shutting down every restaurant in California when there is no evidence that the COVID-19 ever is, if that's a major player in it. If you're going to shut down anything, Governor, why don't you just shut down all the family gatherings? Of course, you'd have no chance of that. Judy Flores talking about schools opening up. We've had a number of guests this weekend and next week that are going to be talking about things that are happening in our community, things